Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you this evening for joining us this beautiful, beautiful cold Tuesday evening here right here in Atlanta, Georgia. But I want to thank you guys because you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're completely grateful. We don't take your time for granted. Tonight's topic is just so such a reminder that people need to remember regularly is there's no condemnation, none. So don't live in the past. But before we jump into that, I want to thank our sponsors for sewing into us. We have Apostle Zoe Leggett with her new book. Actually, it's not just a book. It's a life-changing manual entitled The Original Version. And you can get it on all of your online outlets, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the different outlets, as well as the physical copies available on ZoeLifeMinistries@gmail.com. But the original version is available for only $20. The online version is $15. And I'm telling you, it is life-changing. A lot of people are walking in, and a lot of them stuck in the past because they don't understand the original design and intent for their lives. So I'm telling you, this is my pastor, my mentor, my spiritual mother. You can go to, again, any of your online outlets and find the original version. Get your pen, your paper, a highlighter, because, again, it's not just a book to read. It's a life-changing manual. We have Afographics, who is there for any of your graphical needs, from design of your websites to business cards, photography, the templates and things of that nature. So many people are asking for templates lately. I'm like, templates? But anything that you need for your graphical needs, Afographics can take care of you. And that's APHOGRAF is in Frank, X is in X-ray. And all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages. We have Unique Expression by Design, who takes care of any of your custom needs, whether it's business or personal needs. They can take care of your t-shirts, your pens, your cups, your mugs, anything you need to market yourself, do a family reunion, or your business. And that is Unique Expression by Design. Thank you, Unique Expression by Design, Apostle Zoe Leggett with the Zoe Life Ministries and Afographics. Again, Afographics, and I have all of that in front of me now. Afographics takes care of all of your graphical needs, from flyers to logos, business cards, letterheads, photography, newsletters, invitations, banners, and so much more. Afographics can be contacted at afographics@gmail.com. Again, all of our sponsors have Facebook business pages, as well as their contact number, 706-489-6416. That's Afographics, APHOGRAF is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Thank you guys for supporting On Fire to Inspire. We truly appreciate your time and everything you do for us. All right, so guys, tonight's topic, again, is no condemnation. Don't live in the past. And so we're so excited about starting out 2019, moving forward. And so we've left all those dead things in 2018. Now we're moving forth in 2019. But we want to welcome our guest, the one and only Mr. TK. Well, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this beautiful Tuesday evening, man of God?
Cool, but all is well. I'm just thankful to be on your show, and it is always an honor for me.
Amen. Well, we welcome and we thank you. Now, I want you to introduce yourself to those on Fire to Inspire, because this is your first time joining us here on our platform. Introduce yourself to them.
Well, for those who are privilege for social media. I understand. I am TK Ware. I'm a best-selling author, and I've won an award. I have over 20 publications and things of that sort. All of my books are under the Christian banner. There are no vulgar language, of course. I've actually was an actor in a couple of movies. I've also produced a musical CD. It will be Christian rap, but we like to say poetry over up-tempo beats. I've did so many of those accolades, but the greatest testimony, if you will, is that I am a servant of the Lord. My desire is to see people delivered and set free, and I'm also a minister of the gospel. And so out of all everything that I do, the one thing that keeps me or keeps my purpose is I am simply someone who loves the Lord, and I write books, and I, of course, church is my life. And so I am simply someone who loves the Lord and seeks to fulfill my divine purpose.
Amen, amen. So the topic itself tonight, no condemnation, don't live in the past. TK, what does this topic itself mean to you?
Excuse me. One thing about no condemnation, because everyone has a past, and that's one thing that we all have in common. We all have a past, and my past was riddled with, I guess you would call it darkness, and this darkness is nothing I speak of when I'm not talking about any type of mystical arts, but darkness as in alienation from truth. So I alcohol, drugs, behind bars, I'm doing everything you can name, I did it. And so when I came over to the Lord's side, cause to become or get placed in a stagnated place is when they make a mistake, they feel condemned. And it's when you understand what condemnation means. So when you make a mistake, and the Lord is the head of your life, and you're doing those things which are pleasing in His sight, then He's not going to come to condemn you in that state, because condemnation means I'm going to make you feel bad for doing what you did, because you shouldn't have did it, because you're not worth it. The enemy comes to condemn you. So then you begin to hear these thoughts. I thought you was a Christian, or I thought you this, or God doesn't love you. And so what happens is you condemn yourself in that state, and you sit there, and then you feel as if there's no hope. When God said that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So when I see or hear that word, no condemnation, then it allows me to see and behold the advocate in which I have. And if a mistake may happen, then I can easily, Father, forgive me. And when you turn, true repentance is to turn from that thing. And so as long as you have a relationship with Christ and turn from that very thing which you have made a mistake with, then God said that there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen, amen. You know, you are so right. So many people are stuck in that place of not knowing that it's finished. So that's why they're stuck, you know. They're stuck because they don't know any better. But you come to help them out tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Now, you recently released a book. What's the title of it?
My latest creation is called The Power of Words.
Okay.
And
how was it birthed?
one thing about my writings, whether somebody see anything I post on social media or if they know me personally and have bumped into me here and there, that I never plan what's right, you know. And this is not to knock no one. For those that create outlines and they have a certain writing structure and certain schedule, as for me, because of my past and what the Lord delivered me from, He placed that gift in me. So I never planned what to write. So I was at home one day and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and He always come at me in the cool of the night. And He gave me that title and told me exactly the concept of that particular book. And it speaks on how with our mouth we condemn ourselves, and with our mouth, the Bible says blessing and cursing proceeded out of the same mouth. Then it says, brethren, these things ought not to be so. Then it says, how can you say you love God but curse the image that was made after Him? So I can't say I love God, but yet I'm evil to my brother, evil to my sister, and then say I love God. That's not how it works. So this book helps us to understand that there is power in our words. The very words we speak will create the atmosphere you're living in. So you have to be mindful of what you allow to come out of your mouth. And that's what this book encompasses.
Wow. Wow. Now, what led you to the actual topic? Because a lot of times, I'm not even going to say a lot of times, TK. I'm going to say when I'm led to, I will allow the guest to select the topic. So what led, how were you led to tie in the topic with that?
Well, because as I said, I'm the type of guy who, and I'm very transparent, you know, and that's one of the things the Lord told me, to be transparent. I'm the type, I hated church. You see, I hated the Bible. And many, many, many years ago, if you would have came to me with the Bible, I would have used vulgar language towards you. And I was the one, I'm in the church using vulgar language. So I was so far gone, I was so alienated from the things of God that I had no desire. So when the Lord changed and shifted, the first thing he did, he took me into Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prior to that, all I knew was sin. All I did was evil. All I did was everything, and I said every type of word that you didn't think that you're supposed to say, I said it. And so the first thing the Lord did for me was he changed my thought process and showed me how my reality was created by my words. And this was several years ago. So when he brought this title before me, I could see how even now, so many times we say things and don't even realize. Like, prime example, someone may say, oh, I got a headache, or I just don't feel good today, or nothing good is going to happen. And so we don't realize that those words are creating what we say. And so you go throughout the day and realize this has been a terrible day, and not knowing that you spoke that on yourself. And so we are spiritual beings. So we have to be extremely mindful of what we say. We can speak life or death. That's what the Bible says. You can speak life or death. And death is not always in the grave, but death is destruction as far as in your purpose. And this book talks about it.
Amen, amen. Let's touch on how the Lord delivered you and moved you forward, because so many people want to talk about it's a process. And sometimes, you know, there's a transition, but 10 years later, you're still saying it's a process. You know, don't, you know, God knows my heart. Okay, he does. However, when you can go from there.
and I hear that so often. And the sad thing is, so many people use that as a crutch. You know, God knows my heart. So they use it as a crutch to sin, when the Bible speaks expressly concerning it. So if you have taken the grace of the Lord, then why should you turn back? And see, one thing, an analogy the Lord showed me is I was privileged to be around some elders, and I had opportunity, I guess you can call it that, because I'm originally from the city. So, you know, being around animals, that was a little different thing for me. And so they were feeding these hogs, and I was over there with them, and I'm not fond of large animals of that sort. So, and I noticed one thing. He would throw the food in what was called just a designated area. They called a slot, and the hog would go over there, eat it. Then it would go and wallow in some mud. It would get back up, eat, but it kept going back to that same mud. And then the Lord showed me something that we can't be as a hog in mud, meaning that when we make a mistake, you have to get up from it. You don't return back to it. And so a lot of times that's what that comes. The Lord knows my heart. The Lord knows your heart, but that don't mean you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over. Because true repentance is when you turn from it. Now, when you turn from that thing, then you can't just stay right there. We have to ask the Lord for deliverance. Ask him. Mm-hmm. And he showed me one thing. There's a space between repentance and you giving into that thing that the Bible says so easily beset you. There's a moment, and if you allow yourself, there's a split moment to where you have to choose. And so nobody can say, the devil made me do it. So we bring him into a situation when he has nothing to do with it. When the Bible says, when it speaks about the fruit of the spirit and the fruit of the flesh, it names the works of the flesh. It names all these things. And nowhere does it say it's the devil. So all these things sit in our nature, sit in that, and all. And you, whatever you feed your body, then that's what you're going to give birth to. Everything we do is a seed. So I know, and I'm around a lot of them that say those things. Well, you know, he knows my heart. He knows my heart. Well, see, the Bible says, that's a, over there in Psalm, it says, created me a clean heart, renewed a right spirit in me. And so we have to come. The Bible says he knows your thoughts afar off, meaning that before you think about what you're going to think about, he heard you. So that means that whatever enters your mind, whether it's good or bad, if it's bad, he's giving you space of repentance. And so we have to align our mind up with what God has already said. What does that mean, TK? It doesn't mean you're going to be up in the clouds. And, yes, I hear it's a process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. Well, everything is a process, if you will. You don't just, okay, I'm a chef, at least I think I am. And when I make a lasagna, I can't skip. If I skip a step, then it's not going to come out as it should. So everything has a step. So what some may call process, another one may call steps, but you have to build upon. So I can't seek the Lord for deliverance, but I don't go to no church. I don't read no Bible. I don't pray. I constantly hang around negative people. I constantly come out of my mouth, but then I'm saying, the Lord help me. I have to show forth an effort. And see, faith, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So if you can position or see something in the eye of your mind, then it's possible. But the moment you move toward that thing, because faith is activated once our strides turn toward. So if you're seeking the Lord for deliverance, you're seeking him for this, that, and the other, you must turn from it. Prime example, I'll go back. When I was sitting behind bars, see, sometimes, and, you know, we don't have to go that route, but sometimes the Lord got to knock you upside the head to get your attention because you just won't listen, you know. And so he, and know the Lord does not tempt you, but yet sometimes he allows things to happen because we have to understand that he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So there is nothing outside the essence of God. So there's nothing we can do. The Bible said that he said, when he makes his bed in hell, the Lord is still there. So there's nowhere you can go that God can't reach you. So that means that wherever we are, then God is already there. That's why he says, take no thought for tomorrow, because our tomorrow is God's yesterday. So that's why he says, trust me. I know the process. I know where you're trying to get. Trust me. And so he allowed situation to happen to get this here. I didn't even know the Lord. But see, the Bible said he know those that are his. And so I'm sitting behind bars, and there was this elderly man. And I'm going to paraphrase because it's a long story. And he was reading the Bible. And I'm the same TK that I was the cusser, you see. And I made up cuss words that wasn't supposed to go together. And so I'm in there. He had a Bible. And I was like, what is that mess you're reading? And he said, the Bible. And he gave it to me. First time I ever held the Bible in my life. And so I'm like, what am I supposed to do with it? He says, good to start reading in the beginning. And so I read in the beginning because when you're sitting behind bars, you really don't have nowhere to go. So and that's why a lot of people turn to religion, because when you in a hopeless place, then you seek some type of a means to escape from getting out. So I read it, and I prayed a generic prayer. I said, Lord, if you get me out, I'll change. That was my prayer. And so a lot of things happen, things that miraculous things happen. My everything could have been detrimental was erased. I was free. I got out within the next few days. Somebody called me and said, TK, you want to play basketball? See, I thought I was an athlete back then. You know, I was from Macon, you know, right, and traveled a lot to Atlanta over that way. So I thought I was quite, you know, an athlete. And I said, yes. He said, but you got to go to church. I may have used some vulgar language, but I said, I'll go. So I went to church and played basketball. I'm in the church cussing. I mean, and it seems so far-fetched to even fathom those things, but I was so far out there. But eventually the pastor took the program out of the church. So, you know, I was really mad because I only came to church because y'all said I could play basketball. Now you took that away? Are y'all crazy? That was my thoughts. But I sat there. So made me sit there. And it was a few Bible studies later, someone gave me a book that was called The Divine Revelation of Hell. And I was someone who hated reading. I don't care if it had pictures. Reading just was not my forte. And so that's why I'm writing all these books now. The Bible, God said he take the foolish thing to confound the wise. I hated writing. And now I can't stop writing. So I went home and read this book from page one to the end. And Divine Revelation of Hell, for those who don't know, is about this woman's experience about hell. The Lord took her to hell and showed her the horror and the hideous creatures that await those that reject Jesus. And so church won't save you, but it's relationship with Christ. And when I read that book, everything that I thought I was so big and bad to, it scared everything out of me because I said, I do not want to go to hell. So a lot of people, and see, prior to all of that, I didn't have no consciousness of hell. I wasn't thinking about, if I would have died. Because if you die without Christ in your life, then you shall lift your eyes up in flames. And so if we understand that concept, but then Jesus says that I didn't create that for you. I gave my life to the Lord that night, and everything began to change. He began to take people out of my life. Well, I knew I just couldn't just, okay, look, I'm changed now, but I had to change my whole mind. So the process is not just just taking your time, but the process was so many calls. And it seemed to be cliche. The process is actually walking the steps, fulfilling that what you need to do. So the first step is you're going to change the way you think. Because once the Lord changed you, you're going to change your mind. And from there, you got to change your walk. And so if you got a lying tongue before you, you're going to have to, that lying tongue should not stay there. If you're shacking or having sex, then some type of way conviction needs to come in. I said conviction, not condemnation, conviction, because now you have to do those things that are pleasing in the Lord's eyes. And what a lot of people, and I was one of them, don't realize that everything you do is under the eyes of Almighty God. He see everything, that evil thought you have, that negative thought you have, when you backbite, every negative thing, every good and bad thing that cross your mind, the Lord hears it. And so grace and mercy, when judgment would strike us. So we have to change our mindset and start thinking as God would think, start thinking as Jesus would think, because he said in Jeremiah 29, and this scripture always stays with me, two scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. So regardless of how we feel or what we're thinking, even when you're dead wrong, he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil, but to give you an expected end. And what the Lord showed me in that is that for everyone that will believe, for everyone that will seek his face, for everyone that will see, he doesn't ask you to be perfect and flawless, but he just wants you to strive. So and when you strive toward perfection, see, perfection is not without flaw, but it means maturity. So I shouldn't still be doing the same thing I was doing 3 months ago now. If I had a problem then, there should be some type of maturity to where I'm not doing those things anymore. And when he sees you striving, that's when he comes in aid. He comes in aid. He comes in aid. And then in the other scripture that I always press upon my spirit, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that light, so if you believe in who you say you believe in, then there should be some evidence. There should be something about you that's different. There should be something in your speech, in your demeanor, that there should be, even in the midst of people that are gossiping, there should be something different. But if you find yourself gossiping with those same people, then you have to do a reality check and get yourself back in alignment, because he's looking for examples. So that's the process that so many speak of.
I love it. Now, you were talking about the feeding. You know, we have to feed our physical bodies, but so many times people lose this part. You got to feed your spirit man just like you have to feed your physical man. So like you said, if you're constantly putting in, you get you get you what they say, you get out what you put in, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
If you're surrounding yourself with a bunch of cussers, you don't feed yourself the word, you don't go to church, you don't read your Bible, what do you think, how do you think you're going to change and mature, right?
Yes.
So in order to shift that mindset to line up with the word and to see that maturity or some type of growth, you know, we have to start doing things differently. And so it takes that daily renewing of the mind. And I love it when you said that, you know, it has to be a change, and it starts with the mindset. You cannot, like the Bible says, you cannot put new wine in old wineskins. They're going to burst.
Yes.
It's going to burst every time. And so we have to, you know, take on that new mindset daily and move forth in that thing. And I'm so glad that you wrote this book and you're sharing your testimony, because your transparency is blessing so many. You know, some people want to hide behind, you know, I've been saved all my life. No, you haven't. You really haven't. And don't even ask.
No.
And that's the thing that's not helping others get free, because they haven't seen that human side of you. They need to see that you're human too, you know. And so I praise God for your transparency, and as you're sharing, and as you said a moment ago, he takes the foolish things and can find the wise. The thing you hated doing, he's using in a great capacity. Now, how do you feel about that part right there?
Every now and then, I'll have moments to where another thing, I have moments to where I just uncontrollably just cry out to the Lord. And I'm the same type that was so hard, so rough, but now, because I can look back. See, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he showed me something in that. Okay, tasting is an experience. You know, once you have experienced the Lord's healing, once you have experienced his deliverance, then you can say, the Lord is good. But until you have experienced who he is, then everything you see or hear is just head knowledge. But the moment you have experienced it for yourself, then you just go taste and see that the Lord is good. And I just sit back, and some of my family and those who knew me prior to the Lord, they are still in awe. And I remember this one lady, and this has been so many years ago, and she said, for somebody like you to change, there has to be a God. That just has to be. And because she knew that in order for me to change, nobody was not going to change me, no type of situation, but it had to be God Almighty. And I just sometimes, and I'll look at some of the things that I've written, some of the things I've written are fictional, and everything has a biblical message in it. And I understand now a whole lot differently than that, as the Bible declares that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, you know, principalities and powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So I understand that my battle is not with my brother, or not with this person or that person, but it's the spirit behind that individual. And if they don't have Christ in their life, then I can't get upset if they do those things that I'm not pleasing, because they have been blinded to truth. And so now I have compassion for so many people. And I also understand that if you run to someone and preach hellfire and brimstone on them, then it may shun them away. But Jesus said, through love and kindness have I drawn thee. So here I was behind bars. I can't tell you how many times I used profanity. But yet, he could have easily turned his back on me and said, no, that boy is lost. But yet, through love and kindness, he drew me. He drew me in with basketball because he knew I loved it. Then pulled me into the church, took basketball away, then gave me something to read. Then the moment he gave me, then he changed my life. Then he wasn't through then. Brought basketball back. I had an opportunity to go to a scholarship in a school in Kansas. Decided, no, I'm not going to send you up there. I need you to get away from your kindred. Now we're talking about Abraham. Send me all the way to Alabama, where I had no family. I had nothing but my God. And then he didn't stop right there. So then I get to the college, and the basketball coach telling me that he's out of scholarships. Oh, wait a minute, brother. I traveled quite a distance. I can't go back, because they told me that let your so-called God do this. They didn't believe in the Lord. They didn't believe in none of that. So they turned their backs on me, so I couldn't go back. So you mean to tell me you ain't got no basketball scholarship? Wait a minute. I know how much money I got in my pocket, and it ain't going to survive. I can't survive over here. So then he asked me, what you going to do? I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I left his presence, and I said, now, Jesus, Lord, you got me all the way over in this I called it back then, this old Alabama. I'm a city slicker, Lord. You got me all the way over here. I trust you. So I knew some basketball players, so I stayed with them. And so the time was coming to register. I kept going up, and they told me how much I would have to pay. And I said, well, Jesus, I don't even play the lottery, so I don't know how this going to happen. So I made one more trip back to Georgia, you know, to see family, and no one could help me. And see, I like that. Because, see, if they would have helped me, then they could have got credit. They could have got glory.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord,
right.
So now we're talking about Pharaoh. The Lord closed off their compassion, and they mm-hmm. had the means to help me. So I come back to Alabama. I said, now, Jesus, we here now. So it was the last day for me to register, or that's it. So, and we're talking about he had no basketball scholarship, none. So I got up that morning. I put on my clothes. Earlier I was talking about faith, and faith is activated in that stride. So I got up, put on my clothes. I grabbed my book bag. I put some pens in there, and I put a notebook. And we're talking about somebody. I didn't have not one class registered. I didn't have nothing. But if you would have saw me, you would have thought, oh, you must go into your you must finna go to class. I ate breakfast, and see you when you move in faith. You got to push out all forms of fear. And see, fear is mm-hmm. doubt. And so how do you get rid of doubt, TK? Learn about what God has already did. Learn about things, how he brought deliverance from not just Israel, but did these things and these things, these things. Read about what Jesus did through the Gospels. And what it would do was build up your faith. Like he told the centurion. He said, I'll come. And the centurion said, no, just speak the word. So he believed it. So once you build up your faith, it will expel doubt. And so you couldn't have told me that nothing was going to happen, because I knew something had to happen, because I didn't have nothing but my faith. See, so I drove to the campus. There was no one there. I parked, took a deep breath, got out of my SUV as if I was going to class. By the time I made a second step, somebody said, hey, TK. I turned around. It was the basketball coach. He come up to me and said, something just happened, and a scholarship just freed up. Now, I wanted to shout, holler, so I had to maintain my composure. I was like, all right. So I went and signed the letter intent and everything, and went and got my books and everything was taken care of. And then the Lord saw fit and gave me some little extra, as if he was saying, okay, I got you. I said, you trust me. And then he decided to give me some finance. So then later on, my family, who thought I was going to wither out, they eventually said, well, I see the Lord came through, and he proved himself to me. And so when that happened, you couldn't tell me nothing. I knew he was real. And it allowed my faith to grow and grow and grow. And so now I am now that if God said it, and see, here's the thing. I don't need someone to tell me what God said to just believe. But if I read it in the Bible, if I can read it in the Bible, because I know the scripture says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But then it drops down and says, and the Word was made flesh. So if I can see what Jesus said, because the pages of the Bible, everything about the Bible is the incarnate mighty God, is Jesus. And so if you can grab hold to it and believe it wholeheartedly, then the Bible says that. I like this. It's three things. He said, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Get this here. Over there in in chapter 34, he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and I give you the desires of your heart. Or then over there in Philippians, he said, but my God shall supply all of my needs. Wait a minute. He just said he's going to supply all my needs. Then he said, I shall not want. Then he said, if I delight in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart. So Jesus is concerned about everything about us, and all he wants us to do is just express our love. And love is not just, I love you, Lord, but love is a verb. So I demonstrate my love toward him by my patience. When somebody cuss me out and I don't cuss them back out, when somebody do me wrong and I choose to yet still do them right, when I feel as if they did this or that to me, but yet I go the other way, when I wake up and pray, when I break my flesh and read the Bible, because people read the Bible and start getting sleepy. I mean, they just start getting sleepy. But you got to break your flesh. And when you do those things and live a lifestyle that exemplifies his life, then that's showing your love. It's not about lip service. You know, we get stuck off in that lip service. But your lifestyle is the greatest example of who you are and what you are. And that's where we are.
You said something right there, because there may be some people that will never open the Bible. There will be some people that maybe never go to a church, but they're going to watch your life. And if your life is indicative to what it, you know, what Christ's life is lining up to be, then those same cousins that said, wait a minute, you know, that may have been a drawing to who he drawn to him, because you trusted God and they saw him work on your behalf. In that hour that they thought, oh, yeah, he's going to have to give up because he don't have any money, you know? So your life would be that very one to draw them or push them away. And so, yes, you are so right. It's time out for that lip service stuff. It is so time. I know I was talking to a lady one day, and she said, you know what? She said, I'm so sick of people talking about different things, and it's all about religion. She said it's not about religion. It's completely about relationship. And that's what people got to understand. If it's not about relationship, I don't want no part of it. That's me personally, you know, because it's just rhetoric when it's not relationship. That makes sense?
Yes, rhetoric.
Oh, my God. This has been a true blessing. I mean, we've had several people share the post, because they were talking about how they're loving your transparency and how you're blessing many of them. And thank you guys for sharing. And those of you who are listening by internet, or whether you're listening by phone online, you know, share the Facebook link, because the recording will be up shortly after the show ends. But TK, I tell you, you've been a true, true blessing. Now, tell me this. What led you to the place of saying, you know what, I am going to trust God. I'm not going to just, you know, because some people, they get out of jail and they say, okay, you know what, that stuff worked for me while I was in there. But what made you say, you know what, this ain't nothing for me that I'm just going to play with. I'm going to go hard just like I went hard when I was in the world. I'm going to go hard for him. What made you say, this is my life?
Well, one of the first things I did, and because, as I said, I was so far out there, and here I am. I'm actually in Alabama now, and I laugh at the guy I once, and I'm thankful that guy I once were did not make it over to Alabama. And so one of the first things I knew I had to do was just change my mind. And once I began, once the Lord changed me, then I said, you know what, I need to change the way I think, because I didn't know. Who God was or what he was all about. I knew I was different. So I dove into the Bible, and this is what I did. Anything that was, and that's another thing. As soon as he changed my life, he placed a hunger to read in me. And so I said, these little short books, you know, the little short books, is it Matthew, Mark, John? So I'm finna read these. Then if I find out a book in the Bible is like four or five chapters, I said, I'm going to read this. And I, before I knew it, I was consuming so much and so much and so much to where it caused me to have fear. Now, the fear I'm speaking about is reverence. And that's what Proverbs talks about, reverence. And then the Lord, it will do so many things. Now, I remember I was in my home and I was reading the Bible. And I and many, many visitations will happen, angelic visitations. I'll share this. So I remember when I was the type, I guess you call me, I was like Thomas in the Bible. You know, Thomas wanted to see, you know, Thomas, he wanted
show
to see.
Me.
And,
show
yeah,
me, Jesus.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but let me see. That was me. So I said, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And it's comical, but it made me the Lord was so real to me. And then another thing, I was by myself. So someone invited me to this. It was a play, and I think it was by Bishop T.D. Jakes. It was part of the Potter's House, and we traveled somewhere. So I get up there, and I was like, Lord, I want to see something. I want to see something. I want to see something, you know. And we get to this event, and they was doing the play, and it got to where it was praise and worship service. And I don't play about when it comes to praying, and I don't play about that. So I'm praying, and I heard the Lord say, open your eyes. I opened my eyes, and when I seen this person, how can I put it? When I seen this spirit rise up in this person and act those type of ways, I closed my eyes real tightly and walked back over saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And after it was over, I said, Lord, you don't have to show me anymore. I believe. I believe. And he would constantly come and show me this, or he would wake me up in the middle of the night saying, let me show you something. And the how he spoon fed me, I guess you will. I'm no one special. All he wants is hunger. The Bible says though that hunger, that's the righteousness. So if you have a desire toward him, he's gonna begin he's gonna show you things. Then he'll start blessing you this and blessing you that. I remember I had to go to the store. No, it was a church event. This happened a while, long time ago. But this is just an example. And I was like, well, I didn't have any gas in my vehicle. And I was like, I don't have any gas to go here and there. I said, I'm not gonna. And this happened more than one time. And so I got up, I drove to the gas station, and this was before I even got off into the writing as I do now. And he told me to go to the particular gas station. It was completely empty. I pulled up to the pump, and when he had me look down, when I looked down by the pump, it was money laid out as if it was laid out just for me. And then, so you know how we do, you know, I'll put that in parentheses. You know, of course you're going to look at the money, and you look around. You know, like, all right. And so I scooped it up, and the money that was left, and there was no one there, was just enough for me to make it to the next destination. So then there will be unexpected blessings here, unexpected blessing there, and not just the blessing, but then there will be other things, and I will be sleep on my bed, and I will feel a gentle hand touch me. And I'm not talking about no dream. I'm talking about touch me. And so it was those type of visitation and those, because remember, I was over here all by myself. I didn't have no family. So I'm all alone. All I had was my relationship with Jesus. And so he would constantly come and visit me and show me this and show me this. And it allowed me to adore him. And that's a different level once you begin to adore him. Because you see where he's brought you from, you know. We sing the song, we say, oh, the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. Once you see where he's brought you and steadily bringing you, then it will give you appreciation for him. And then when you pray, then the Lord moves, he moves, he moves, he moves, he moves, he moves. And so all of these things encompass and everything else that he was doing, it gave me a hunger. So then I began to witness and share, and he taught me how to be a witness. And to see people delivered and set free, that's my joy. I could care less about the writing, the awards, the bestseller status. That means nothing to me if what I wrote can't help somebody.
Right.
That's the only thing that matters. I love your book. Okay, that's fine. But I'm more concerned about souls that are being saved, set free, and delivered, or changed, or even if a seed is planted. And if that happens, then I know the Lord smiles upon me.
Amen, amen. But TK, how you feel about opening up the phone lines and see if someone has a question or a comment? Because you've been such a blessing. There may be someone that want to share how you blessed them tonight, or that. Because I'm feeling a pulling, and I'm not gonna go into that because you already know what I'm talking about. But I'm feeling pulling, and so are you comfortable with us opening the phone lines?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So for that, you guys who are listening through Blog Talk on through the link, then you're going to have to dial in to participate in this part. But if you have a comment or a question, I'm going to open up the phone lines. The number is 929-477-2178. Again, that's 929-477-2178. For those of you who are already dialed in and you have a question or comment, press 1 and we'll bring you live. Many times, the person that's speaking, they're you'd be surprised how you're sharing a comment of how you bless them or just something that really stuck with you is an encouragement to them. Because, see, when you operate in the gift of exhortation, sometimes you need to be poured back into that as a person who does that. So
yes,
if you
yes.
have a question or comment, press 1. We have a caller. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah and TK. Who do we have online with us?
This is LaDonna Marie.
Hi, LaDonna. Marie.
Hi. I called in because my good friend, TK, said that he was going to be online. But I just want to say that just, you know, sitting here listening to him, it's been a blessing to learn so much more about you, TK, and about your experiences with God, because we've been writing together for a while. We've known each other for a while. I've come on to his show, and I just wanted to be here to support you and to tell you to keep doing all the amazing things that you're doing. And I'm so glad that, you know, your relationship with God has allowed you to bless others with the works that you do, with the co-author books that you do. And I just wanted to let you know that I was here to support you, friend.
My friend. I appreciate it.
That's a blessing.
Such a blessing.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, and thank you so much for the comment, because I know that encouraged him as well.
Yes. Thank you. Y'all God bless.
Thank you. All right. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire Insight. You have Lee and TK. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Neva Lassane.
Hi, Neva. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. My comment is, TK, I don't even know how I know you. I just know I'm a Facebook friend, and he sent me the link. And I'm at a resort on vacation, and I was on my way to the jacuzzi when that link hit my phone. And I decided to call in, and I thank God I was in tears because he spoke directly to me. I heard the Lord say, pick your Bible back up. Sometimes we go through church hurt, and it just stops us right in our tracks. And that's where I was. And just to hear him say how he went to Alabama, and I came to South Carolina from New York, and almost a similar story. And I'm like, oh, wow, God. So I just want to thank you for sharing. It is not in vain, because like you said, if people read your books, if they learn from it, then you're happy. Then a lot of people could be on this line today, but if we didn't gain anything from what you said, then it is in vain. I want you to know I gained so much tonight. God bless you.
Thank you.
I am the founder of a prison ministry, so
I understand
when you said you was incarcerated and you got out. And these are all the things that God has given to me. But because I went through a church hurt, being in South Carolina with no family, I got stuck not being able to move, not wanting to move. I'm not going to say not being able to, because with God we're able, but not moving and just being stuck. But I heard God through your voice tonight, and I thank you for
that. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Bless you. We thank you, Lord. Neva, I want to thank you.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for your obedience and listening, because you could have said, oh, I'm going to the jacuzzi. But you said,
you know what?
When
it was 829, when it hit 8:29, I was like, oh, my God, it's going to close soon. But the Lord would not let me. He would not let me go. And I know it's God speaking. I know God. It's God speaking, definitely, because I've been here for 7 days. I had not gotten to the jacuzzi, and I went one time today, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to go back. And look. So the strain to go, because it was so nice in that jacuzzi, but I heard God say, you better not move.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow, my God. Neva, I hear an outpouring. I hear such an outpouring of what the Father wants to do for you. So just as you heard through his voice what God told you to do, baby, do it. Because I'm hearing, I'm telling you, I keep hearing outpouring, outpouring.
Yes,
and
yes,
I hear
amen.
It so clearly. And I'm telling you, oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
You remember how he said he was, it almost became like an addiction to him to be in the Word and just to sup with the Father. That's where the Father is going to have you in that place, because there's nowhere else for you to get it right now. You understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying? And the enemy just wanted to kind of ostracize you and allow that church hurt to happen to get you in a place of saying, you know what, I'm not going to trust people, but you know what, God said, you're not trusting man, trust me. So
Amen.
I want you to be obedient by the voice you heard through him and just do what God said, because I'm telling you, I hear outpouring so strong for you.
Amen. Thank you. I receive that.
You are so welcome. Well,
it's just confirmation. It's confirmation. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
TK,
yes,
you have
yes.
anything else for her?
There are so many things. If everything that I'm sharing now, if we were to put this on the scale, this is only 10%. So when you say church hurt, I know what it's like when you put your confidence and yet you expect to see that these individuals respond as a godly individual, but yet you see the flesh, and it caused you to become bitter, and you sit there around these people with all these negative thoughts, and you know it's not God, but yet you can't get over the hurt that seems to happen. I understand that. And see, only God can deliver that. And see, I had to finally come to him, and my eyes are getting watery because he's taking me back to it. I had to finally come to him. I remember locking myself up in the church, and I cried out to him, and he had to deliver me from those thoughts, because then he began to show me that where I was wrong for having them thoughts, and I couldn't get past the point because I was like, Lord, but they supposed to, they've been saved longer than me.
Amen.
And I couldn't understand it, but then God came down with his grace and mercy and showed me.
Yes.
And he broke that anger I had.
Yes.
He showed me love.
Yes.
He showed me love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way out. Mm-hmm. We have to not only forgive others, forgive ourselves.
That's true. That's true.
That's
so
the
true.
Place he had me in, where I had to forgive. I had to let it
yes.
go. And
mm-hmm.
even in my business, I own a restaurant. My business stopped. The ministry stopped. God would not let me go forward until I released.
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
This jacuzzi going to be good.
It is good.
It's
going to
be good.
It's going to be great now because you were walking in obedience. Well,
Amen.
My sister, you thank you so much again for your
You're
obedience.
Welcome. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you for allowing God to use you guys.
Thank All you right. so much.
Yes, Jesus.
All right. All right. Have a good night. Enjoy the jacuzzi.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, TK, I told you I felt the coolness. Hallelujah. Yeah. Guys, I tell you, this has been an amazing, amazing show, and God is so... When I tell y'all, he's so good, and I just so love him. If you have a question or comment and you're dialed in, just press 1. We'll bring you live with us. If you are listening by internet, you're going to have to dial in, okay? So 929-477-2178. And I just saw one. Then it dropped. You press option 1. Yet again. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have TK and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Charles Curry.
Hey, Charles. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yes, my daughter Alexis Curry, she's TK's friend, and she
okay.
had me to sit in on his message tonight, and
yes.
it really warmed our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, bless Jesus.
Bless it. Bless God. Bless God. Well, we thank God for you sharing tonight, because a lot of times people will be like, well, you know, I'm just a guest of another person. So, you know, but we thank God that your obedience, because I'm telling you, it's blessing him that, you know, you shared that. We appreciate you.
And his word was a blessing to me also. I sat in on it. I thought I was just listening to something, but I listened to something much more than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Bless Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. You know, sometimes we can go for one thing and God says, uh-huh, that's how I drew you. Now I got a whole nother thing for you. And so I give God praise when he does that, because I walk in expectancy now. I just look for him to give me something.
Well, he really gave our family a word tonight, and we really appreciate it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We thank you again for sharing. We bless God for you. TK, you have anything for him?
I'm just thankful for those that are listening. And one thing that I can always trust on, and one thing I always tell people, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he promised that he will direct your path.
Amen. 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 Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks again for listening. My God, my God. Amen, amen, and amen. Loving it, loving
amen.
It, loving it. I have people that are sending chats as well, some of them who aren't available by phone. So many are like, it's ministered to them in so many ways. They thank God for your transparency, the way you were talking about moving forward and not allowing fear to overtake you, driving the fear away. It's been such a blessing to the people. So I'm kind of just kind of summarizing what I'm getting through chats, those who have not been able to dial in. So you've been a complete blessing with your transparency tonight. So, TK, tell them again your latest work that you just released and the title of it, how they can go get it and be blessed even more.
All right. The latest book is The Power of Words. You can go to my website, www.insightfulcp.com. You can find me on Facebook, TK Ware. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Goodreads, and those are the major. Or you can find me on Instagram. You can either one of those outlets. You can inbox me, however you. And you can email me at thegospelwriter@gmail.com. That is the latest creation, The Power of Words. And I think three nights ago, the Lord woke me and he gave me something, a new one to write, and it's entitled. I'm gonna let everyone know. I normally don't announce it. It's early, but it's called His Name is Jesus. And it would be a poetic, it would be 42 poetic expressions and every biblical scripture concerning his birth, burial, and resurrection. And if you understand what 42 is, he came through 42 generations. So that's the next one we own. But the one we just released, The Power of Words, and there are some co-writers that have written it with me, and this book will not only bless you, but it will help transform your body, soul, and spirit.
Amen, amen, and amen. TK, one last thing I want, because I'm not going to hold you up too long. For the person who says, you know what, I want to walk in that place. I want to get out of this place of fear. I want to get out of this place of living it tied to, down to my past. What would you say to that person?
All right. Now, if I was to say a few words to that person, I would say, and this is something that I learned in my walk, you know, because I'm not the born and raised up in the church, and I'm not talking about anyone like that. But for those who were not born in the church, see, sometimes we have to come up to where God is to commune with him, you know, and putting aside our will, our desires, and focusing on fulfilling his divine purpose, because everyone has a divine purpose wrapped up in him. So to go up to where God is, it doesn't mean that you got to travel to a mountain peak or climb on top of your home or climb to the highest tree. No. It's quite simple. All it means is you have to come out of your way of thinking and enter into his. But what is his way of thinking, TK? It is written in the Bible. Everything that you read is his way of thinking. So we must allow our body, soul, and spirit to come to the place of his presence. And he's not asking you to be perfect, as I spoke earlier. But when you come to him as you are, and don't try to clean yourself up, or, you know what, I'm gonna put the cigarette out. I'm gonna wait till I do this. Let me get myself right. See, what happens is you're gonna be getting yourself right 20 years from now, still trying to get yourself right, because you cannot get yourself right. That's being you cannot deliver yourself. But see, he know how to deliver you when no one else know what you need deliverance from. So when you come to him as you are, and be honest, listen here. When I tell you to be honest, and because he know everything. See, he know everything that you would say. So be honest, and this will happen when you're honest with him. It makes him smile, because now you're giving him something to work with. You're not hiding anything. You're not trying to, because he's not going to take or deliver you from something that you covered him. But if you open up and just give it all unto him, that's why he said, take upon my yoke. Cast your cares on him, and he will bring you forth. And for some, it can happen instant. For others, it will require deliverance, and then other things will happen. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to decree, that if you trust in Jesus and trust in who he is and what he is, then the Lord shall deliver you from whatever situation you're in, whether it's poverty, whether it's sickness, whatever it is, there's a remedy. And if you can grab hold to the promises of God, heaven and hell may pass away, but his word shall never pass. So if you hold on to what God said, well, TK, I don't know, find out what he said. If you can find it in the Bible, lay your hold to it and grab hold to it, and it will come to pass if you faint not. So the Bible says, though it may tarry, it shall come to pass. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a living example, I'm a witness, if you hold on to Jesus, because the world is going into an upheaval. We're living in terrible times. We're living in bad times. We're living in troublesome times, and it's not going to get better for those who don't know Jesus. But if you lock into Jesus and lock into who he is, he will deliver you and set you on high to where others will look at you and say, how are you blessed when the economy is going through this? How are you like this? And then that's your opportunity to say, it was all Jesus. So, hey, start with Jesus, continue with Jesus, and you'll finish with Jesus.
My God. TK, you have been such a blessing tonight. We look forward to having you back. You are welcome back. Let your sister know when you want to come on back, and we will definitely be happy to have you come on back to On Fire to Inspire. Because as my pastor says this all the time, she says, you know your kind. And so, you know the people who have his heart that love him like you love him. That's when you say you know your kind. So, I appreciate you tonight. We thank God for you, and I'm getting so many chats still. So I thank God for you tonight. And, you know, you guys, make sure you go out and repeat one more time how they can get your new book.
You can find it on, for those that can go to Amazon, if you want an autographed copy, inbox me on Facebook, comment on my photos on Facebook, go to the website, www.insightful.com. You can order the books through there. Actually, you can order all of my books through there. If you want them autographed, just let me know. You can find me on social media. Anywhere, you can message me anytime, and I will respond, because I am transparent.
And how do they follow you on social media?
Most of my interactions are on Instagram, so just find at TK Ware.
Okay.
You find,
that's what I want.
And you'll
to
see
say.
Everything.
Okay. Perfect. I want, because a lot of people may say, well, is it his name or is it a business? You know what I'm saying? So I wanted you to say that so they'll know. So you'll find him on Instagram, wherever you find him, you'll do at TK Ware, and that's T.
Yes.
K Ware, W-A-R-E, and you will be able to find him, and you can follow this great man of God, because he's constantly doing things and making it happen. So thank you so much for all that you do for the kingdom of God. Man of God, we appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on. The honor is mine.
Have a blessed evening.
All right, bye-bye.
But guys, if you are missing any of this amazing interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording because you will be blessed. If you miss any of it, and even if you heard it, there are some pieces that you may go back and listen to again and pick up a whole nother revelation by just listening. So I'm telling you, it is time to move into the new places where God is. Like he said, it's time for us to not be stuck in the past because there's no condemnation in him. So why condemn yourself, right? So tonight's topic has been such a blessing, such a great reminder that there's no condemnation. So don't live in the past. It's time to move forward. It's time to get out, get away from everything that you thought that you knew, and just know God all over again. I remember recently the Lord said, dare to dream again. And even in the dreaming, he said, your thoughts, allow your thoughts to line up with mine because your thoughts are creating. We're in an hour where everything needs to line up with who he is. It needs to look like it because, again, like TK said, there may be a person that will never go to somebody's church, but they're going to see you, and you can be that lifeline in the earth that the Father has called you to be and cause a drawing unto the Father because of who you is and they who you are and who he is in you, and they see him, and they see that life, and they see that light. And so I just thank God for each and every one of you. There is a purpose and a plan for your life, and I look forward to being able to bring TK and all my other guests that I bring on each and every week. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all of my sponsors, thank you for sowing the On Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor or you know someone that would like to, their platform lines up with our platform, then have them email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. On Fire to Inspire actually was birthed. It was not something I chose to do. God chose me to do it. It was birthed as a book at first, and the Lord was waking me up in the midnight hour, giving me words to encourage, empower, and uplift. And so you can find that book online, and you can email us also for an autographed copy. But it's available as an ebook, a paperback, and an audio CD. And then we also have a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations also available online. And finally, we have a children's book that I wrote many years ago. It's called A Learning Book Just for Me. And that book teaches children foundational English and Spanish. It's bilingual with a character. And our name is Precious the Founder. Just making it fun to learn because our children are having to learn so much these days. And if you make learning fun, I promise you, they'll have a great time and won't even realize they're learning. So, again, we look forward to you joining us next week. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and taking the time out with us tonight. Thank you again, TK Ware, for joining us and allowing God to use you in a great way with your transparency. Well, guys, we'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. My desire is to inspire you. I am the purpose midwife who God has called me to be in the earth in this hour. I love you guys, and have a blessed and prosperous week. On fire.